Minnesota Reads on KUMD is supported with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Noodling around the internet, as I am wont to do once in a while, and looking at some works by some authors and making some phone calls to set up some interviews, and I ran across a book that had the word powwow in the description, and I'm a huge fan of powwow, and I love to go and listen and wish that Scandinavians had something similar because it's so beautiful and it's so wonderful. And then I read the rest of the description, and I got all teary-eyed, and then I called the author for an interview. Thomas Peacock joins us this morning on the phone. He's the author of a book called The Dancers. Thomas, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So talk a little bit about The Dancers, and it's kind of an interesting, there's a bunch of different interesting threads going on with this book. Talk about it a little bit.
Sure. Well, The Dancers is really a story about a little girl and a very special auntie and her mother, and they're powwow dancers, the two adults. The mother and the auntie are fancy shawl dancers, and the little girl, of course, wants to be as good a dancer as her auntie and her mother. And really, that's where the story sort of kicks off.
If folks have had the opportunity to go to powwow, the women's fancy shawl dance is exactly that. The women are wearing beautiful outfits, and they have gorgeous shawls with a lot of beautiful fringe, sometimes just exquisite embroidery. And the dancing is very fast. There's a lot of spinning. They really look like butterflies. It looks like it must be so much fun. It just looks like joy. It's wonderful.
Yes, it is. And this little girl, of course, wants to grow up to dance like that. And so the story really takes off with them going to powwows and dancing, and then the auntie signs up and goes into the service, goes and joins the army, and becomes an Ogichidakwe, which is a woman warrior, and she goes off, and the little girl and the mother sort of send her off on the plane, and she's off for many, many months, and they're worried, of course, that she's going to end up in war, and she does. And then the story takes another spin.
So the story talks about culture. I know that when we talked years ago, I don't even remember how long ago now, when we talked about your publishing company, Black Bears and Blueberries, you said that you wanted to make children's books available for Native kids so that they could see people who look like them and act like them and sound like them and their culture reflected in these books. So we've got a book, obviously, that's talking about culture, but it's also talking about kind of on the adult level. Native people have this ridiculously high percentage of people that go into the service.
Yeah. And some people might wonder about that because, but I think it's, at least from many of our Native people, it's our warrior tradition, and so you will find that, and this story, of course, takes off on that, and so the auntie goes off and she goes to war, and she's injured in the war, and that's really what the story is about, and her injury is such that she can no longer dance.
The other tack, obviously, that this story takes is about how we react to change, how we react to disability, how we sometimes need to find our way back to people when we change or they change. And that's a powerful component of a story, regardless of who you are.
Absolutely, and so this story does tell that about the little girl giving a gift really Auntie in the form of faith and hope that you know, her auntie is going to dance again, and sort of leading her back from that kind of despair. It's about disability. It's about war. It's about you know, protecting our way of life. The end, of course, it's a children's book. The end is triumph, and I know that people who've read it said it'll bring a tear to your eye.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I'm kind of getting choked up just talking about it. But it's amazing how kids. It's so much easier for children to see your essence, despite whatever you might be going through. Any parent who's ever had a bad day and just felt like, you know, smacking their head against the wall, and I'm a failure, and I can't parent, and I can't this. And kids, they love who they love, and they always see, at least up to a certain point, they always see the best you. And I think, in a sense, that's part of the charm of this story, is that to this little girl, her auntie might be different on the outside, but her auntie is still her auntie. And that's, you know, and she doesn't have, she's not going to see barriers. She's just going to say, yeah, oh, we can do this. We can make this work.
Absolutely. And then toward the end of the story, you know, the community, of course, is hoping for the healing of the auntie. And in the triumph, the mother, I don't want to give away the end, but the mother and the auntie become dancers again. And so we're hoping that, you know, we can get books like this out into the schools. It's a book really that has different layers to it. It's written at about a second grade reading level, and young children, of course, you know, see their relatives, you know, go off into the service, and they know, you know, that we're involved in multiple conflicts at this point, and we've been so in, you know, for many, many years. So they see this, and so, you know, we think that they're going to be able to relate to that. We're hoping that they're going to be able to relate to, you know, people, seeing people and knowing people, you know, who have disabilities, and being able to transition and live a good life again. So that's really what the story is all about. It has the happy ending that young people need.
And what a wonderful gift also to non-Native kids who maybe have seen little snippets of powwow here and there and maybe wonder what it's about. And here's an opportunity for them to do what kids have been doing since books were invented, which is step into another person's shoes and get a glimpse at something that maybe they haven't experienced in their own life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thomas, thank you so much for joining us this morning. The book is called The Dancers by Thomas Peacock. It's illustrated by Jacqueline Paskey Gill. Northland Morning is proud to present Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads, produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.